Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Memoirs of a Geisha. I'm back to give y'all a little bit more of some of this craziness that's been going on. These stories that I'm going to tell today are going to be a little more recent. Some shit that kind of happened over my Christmas break. But anyway, today I am drinking a canned IPA beer called Voodoo Ranger Imperial. It's actually one of my favorite beers, and I don't think it has a real tie into any of the shit I'm talking about today. So I picked my favorite beer, so this is what we're drinking today. So y'all can drink whatever the fuck y'all want today, but I'm gonna be drinking this. Anyway, I did want to talk about about three separate incidents that happened over my Christmas break. So the first one is going to be this guy that I kind of met while I was over there. We had kind of got a really good connection, and I'm kind of exploring that and seeing where it goes. The other story is going to be a blackmail story where somebody actually tried to blackmail me. And then the next one after that is I'm going to talk about a surprising profile that I came across, but I came across his profile, and it was just interesting. Y'all see what I mean when I talk about it. So after that, I go ahead into the Scotia bit, and the Scotia bit that I have today is like kind of interesting too. We're gonna be dipping in some of my Grindr DMs. And I just tell you guys about some of the ridiculousness that I experienced with this particular guy. Stay tuned for the rest of the episode. As far as any of the music in the background, I do not own any of the rights to, but all the songs and artists will be listed in the description. You can find me on Twitter @a_geisha. You can also direct message me on Reddit, which is geisha_clover with a capital C. And then if you want to listen to this podcast or share it with friends, the programs where they are available are Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and of course Anchor. So stay tuned and listen in, and let's get right into this. So, first story I'm going to tell you guys about is the guy that I met when I was over there, and I thoroughly enjoyed this experience. So it's not one of those crazy stories where some like fucked up shit happens. This is one that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I'm actually still kind of talking with this guy a little bit too. So that's kind of exciting. But anyway, just for the context of the story and these Christmas events, I don't live in my hometown, so I went back to my hometown for Christmas to spend time with my family. And while I was there, I did have my own room for some of the days where I wasn't staying with my friend. I'm not a big fan of staying at my parents' place. There's kind of a story behind that too. Maybe I'll share that at some point. But anyway, I'm not a big fan of staying at my parents' place. So I usually like stay with a friend, or I get a room while I'm out of town. So I had a room while I was out of town. And one night, this was after Christmas, I think the day after Christmas, after all the family stuff had happened and some of my family had left back to where their respective towns where they live, I decided to just have my own like night and just do my own thing. And one of the things I did was stop at one of the bars that I used to like when I was there. So I went to a bar that night after Christmas Day just to kind of chill, talk to strangers, people watch, you know, shit like that. So I'm sitting at this bar, and I am talking to this group that was like next to me, and it was like an older guy and like these two other females, but one of the girls had like this really, really deep voice, and I'm pretty sure I got a good look at her. I think she was trans, but I think she was trying to pass herself off to this guy next to her as if she was a woman, and I don't think this dude knew. So, I mean, who knows the surprises happened with that after he probably tried to take her home. But anyway, this guy was just like buying them drinks after drinks after drinks because he was trying to get them to go home with him, or at least one of them. And like, at one point he even asked like, so you want to get out of here? And she's like, no, I think I want to sit here and drink more, and he'll just order more rounds of drinks. So they were pretty much like milking this guy for like drinks. I'm not even sure if he actually got any, but he's not important to the story. They were just there, and I was kind of like talking to them. But while I was sitting at the bar, like talking, having my drink, and at this bar, I drank a blue motherfucker. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It'll get you where you need to be at a pretty fast rate. So blue motherfucker is the drink that I was drinking there. And it was just a chill time for me. I was just kind of like talking to some of the strangers and then like enjoying some of the bar food. Like, it had been a minute since I've been at like a CD bar like that. So that was fun. So I just kept noticing, like, while I'm sitting there, like, this guy just kept like, I kept like catching his gaze. Like, he'll be staring at me, and I might like be scanning the room, or I might look up and I can like either see him at the corner out of my eye looking at me, or if I'm scanning the room, like, I will lock eyes with him for a second, and then like he'll either look away or I'll just keep looking to wherever it is where I'm looking or whatever, right? So I'm like, I wonder if this guy's like cruising me. Like, I wasn't sure. Like, okay, so with all this COVID shit, it's been a minute since I've been like out in a bar scene. And this wasn't like a dance bar or anything either. This is just like, you know, a regular sit at the bar, sports games on, shit. Like, not a sports bar, but like they had pool tables. They had like, you know, football and shit playing on TV, shit like that. So, I didn't realize how long it had been, but like I hadn't been in a situation where I've been cruised in a long time. And I think it's just kind of due to some of the COVID shit. So I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder if the guy's cruising me or not. And so he kept licking or whatever. So I got up and I went to the bathroom. And like, usually like if a guy cruises you and like you guys are like, one of you guys go to the bathroom or something, usually like that guy will like follow you into the bathroom. So like I went to the bathroom. I actually did like have to take a piss, but I go to the bathroom, kind of wash my hands, and I was like chilling for a sec or whatever. And like, he didn't come. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm just like imagining this guy ain't cruising me. So I go back to the bar, and he's moved like, because I was sitting like, let's say like the bar is shaped like a U, and there are like maybe four chairs on the edges of the U, and then like on the long part there may be like 10 chairs, and I was sitting like on the long part, I was sitting in like chair number 5, and he was sitting in a corner chair on like the right side of the bar, like on the outsides of the U. And at this, when I came back out, he kind of moved into like seat number 8 on the long bar, but I'm not sure why he got to be moved or whatever, but like that's where he was sitting when I got back. So I'm sitting there or whatever, and I'm still like talking to like the people that was on the side of me to my left. He's still on my right, and I say something to the bartender, and he asked me what I was drinking. And so I kind of told him what it was, and like me, him, and the bartender were like having a conversation like that. And then he asked me like, he started asking me like where I was from and do I live, you know, where we were. And I pretty much let him know that that was my hometown, but I hadn't lived there in a few years. And he kind of told me like it was the same thing or whatever. And so we were just kind of talking or whatever like that. And so I was kind of asking him how long he's going to be in town, you know, where he was staying as far as like what side of town he was on and stuff like that. And just to kind of get about how this guy looked, because this guy was really attractive. So this guy, at least to me, he was. So this guy was, I could tell he was like Middle Eastern. He had this like really nice, thick, curly hair. His skin was like pretty fair for a Middle Eastern guy, in my opinion. And I don't know, had a cute face, pretty deep voice, and I don't know, he had like these thick red lips too that I just thought were like really nice looking. So, and I'm not usually on guys about their lips, but like this guy had really nice looking lips. So we get to talking or whatever, and I ask him for what his name is. and he was asking me about myself. And just for the sake of the story, we'll call this guy Amir. So Amir was pretty much like kind of engaging me like at that point. And like he moved from where he was sitting to like right next to me so we could talk. So we're still talking at the bar, doing our thing or whatever. And I could tell like I felt like he was kind of flirting with me, and I was flirting with him. But like he was like reciprocating it. Like there would be like I'm really particular about making contact with the guy that I'm flirting with. So like there'll be a point where we're like talking or whatever, and I might pat him on his back or whatever, or I want him to look at something, and I'll like gently like touch his arm to get like his attention or something like that. And I turn like toward him, so like my body is like fully facing him, like when we're speaking, so like he feels like fully engaged. And anytime that I'm doing something, he feels fully engaged by me. So like those are some of the things I do when I'm trying to like flirt with a guy, but I'm not sure if he's like gay or not. So it's like I'd use kind of those tactics to like get him to let his guard down a bit. And so we ended up kind of staying at the bar for a good bit of the night, and it wasn't about to close or anything, but so a lot of the people had cleared out. And I was like, you know, I've been kind of running and ripping since I've been in town. So I think I'm finna go ahead and, you know, head home for, you know, and just kind of chill out or whatever. I was like, I got a hotel room. So I'm finna just go back to my room and chill for a bit, I guess. And maybe get a drink at the hotel bar if they have one. And he was like, oh, you know, I probably should get going too, but I really don't feel like going home, you know, hanging out with my family because I'm staying with them while I'm here. Or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm just getting out the bar, but I'm not finna like go to sleep or anything. So like if you want, you can you know, come to my place, at my hotel room. We can get like something to drink and just like chill in there. And he was like, you know, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I mean, that's fine with me, like it's no big deal. And he was like, okay, like, you know, cool, whatever. And so we exchanged contact information, and he followed me to my hotel, and got another drink at the bar and just kind of talked for a little bit at the hotel bar. And then we went upstairs to my room, and so I got up to my room, and I was like, you know, make yourself comfortable. I just want to like shower off really quick. And so there was like another thing I did. I just went to go take a shower to see if he would like come into the bathroom, but I didn't like encourage him to do that. So I went in the shower or whatever, and you know, he didn't come in the shower or whatever. I got dressed when I was in there. I didn't get dressed while I was in the shower. I came out in my towel and to get some clothes to put on. So I come out in my towel, and I could tell like he was kind of looking, but I was like talking to him. So it's like he was looking at me, but like he was checking me out. And so like I'm getting my clothes together, what I'm going to wear, whatever, pick it up, and I go back in the bathroom and I'm like changing, and while I'm still like talking to him or whatever, right? So come back out of the bathroom, and he is sitting at like the desk or whatever, and I turn the TV on and I hop in my bed. And at this point, like, he already knows like I'm gay, because like at some point at the bar, like I mentioned like having a boyfriend in the past or like something like that. Like I mentioned that I, you know, that I am gay. And so like it's something that he already knew about me. So it wasn't like, you know, he didn't know what the deal was. So I'm sitting in my bed, like flipping through channels or whatever. He's kind of like leaning over in his chair to like look at the TV. I'm like, you know, hop up in the bed or whatever, and you know, let's watch. You know, I'm fine with you sitting in the bed with me or whatever. And I was like, I know I'm gay or whatever, but I was like, I'm not gonna try anything unless you try something, is what I said. And so he just kind of like laughed it off or whatever. And then he came over and like hopped in the bed, and like we were still like over the cover, so like we're just literally just sitting in the bed, watching TV and just like talking. And we were talking, and like we had like a few things in common. And he, from what he told me, he is an actor in the South, an upcoming actor. And he showed me some of his like indie work that he's done, and was kind of telling me about like his acting agency and like all the training and stuff that he's been doing in order to get better. And he's like seemed really passionate about it. So it was just kind of like nice to kind of like talk to him about that, to kind of see like, you know, learning more about another person. And after that, we were just kind of like, there was kind of like a moment of silence or whatever. And he was just kind of like, so no funny business unless I want there to be or whatever. And I was like, yeah, and I kind of laughed. He was like, well, what if I want there to be some funny business? And I was like, depends on what kind of funny business you want. And he was telling me that like he is interested in guys, but he's like not out to everybody and stuff like that. And I was like, that's cool. I'm like, I'm from out of town, you're from out of town. I was like, literally, I'm not here to out anybody. Anything that happens between me and you stays here or whatever. And I was like, if you want something to happen, like, you can or whatever. And then he was like, well, do you want to? And I was just like, just sit back real quick and just let me I'll make you comfortable. So I was sitting behind him. So I got behind him, like my legs were like wrapped like around him, and I'm like at his back. So I was rubbing his shoulder and kind of like, you know, giving him a little bit of a massage, rubbing his back, his arms and stuff like that, rubbing his head. And then we were still like talking. He was telling me how like good it felt. And I started like rubbing on his chest, and he had like this really, really hairy chest. And I really like hairy men. It's like, yeah, I was like rubbing on his chest or whatever. And then like I started like rubbing like the inner part of like his thigh and like his upper leg or whatever. And I could like feel his dick getting hard, like through the pants. Like it was like pulling the pants like up because he was like getting so hard. I was like, okay, this guy's like really horny. So like still in his pants, like I used my other hand to like kind of like massage like the tip of his dick or whatever. And like he was pre-cumming so much that like some of the like the pre-cum was like coming through the pants. Like it had gotten through the underwear and like gotten through the pants just from like me rubbing it like that. So then I got him to lay back, and I got in between his legs, and I started like sucking his dick. And he was about 7.5 uncut, trim but really hairy, but like you can tell he like trims it up a bit, but like he doesn't let it get out of control. But he still had a lot of hair, which I'm fine with, because like I like the male musk depending on the guy, and he had a pretty good musk as far as like guys are concerned. And you know, I was giving him head, and he kind of stopped me, and he was like, it's getting too good. He was like, can you just like, he's like, I think you just have like a really amazing looking ass. He was like, can I see it or whatever. So pull my pants, my shorts down or whatever, and like I let him like grab on my ass and stuff like that. And then I told him like, you can grind it a little bit if you want to. And I laid on my stomach, and like he kind of got on top of me, and he was like kind of grinding against me, and started kissing my neck. And I was like rubbing his head in his neck, like as he's like kissing the back of my neck and stuff like that. And he was just like getting like really turned on. And so he was sitting up on his knees in the bed, and I got up and I started like giving him head while he was like on his knees. And he was like bending over to like grab and grip my ass like while I was giving him head. And then I hit him with like the deep throat, where I like suck it all the way down and then like lick his ball sack like while I'm deep throating him and stuff like that. And like he was just like quivering and like going crazy. And so I got him off, and after that we just kind of like laid in the bed, and we just kind of like talking to each other. And he was on his back, and he was on his stomach, and I was laying on my back while we were talking. And so I kind of like rolled over toward him, and I just started like caressing his back a little bit and like, you know, rubbing his hair. And he was like, you're just like really spoiling me. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I don't know, you're just super nice, and you're super sexy. And he's like, you got a boyfriend or something? Or like, what's going on? I was like, you know, I don't have a boyfriend or anything. I was like, this is just how I treat guys that I'm interested in. I was like, so that's like one thing that kind of like struck me. It was like, I don't know what motherfuckers doing out there. And this is why I'm able to pull a lot of straight men too, or straight-ish men. It's because like females a lot of the time, and even gay guys with men, they don't know how to like make their man feel special and make them feel like they're wanted. Like me rubbing his back, like, and this has happened with several men, like me just like caressing his back while we talk or something like that, that shouldn't be like a surprise. Like that should be like a normal thing, especially if he's like in a relationship. So like I could just tell that was something that he wasn't getting, or he hasn't had in a while, because like it kind of like drew him in when I was doing that. So it was like another thing, like he's a man, and I discovered what he was missing. He wanted to feel like wanted. He wanted to be like be touched. Like he wanted that attention. And you know, once I figured that out about him, I just kind of applied that to the situation, and I just got like a lot of return from it. So again, that just goes into, you if you're interested in somebody, talk to them and figure out like what they need or what they're missing, just by the conversation. And then if you're able to apply that, like, you can pretty much swing them to your favor. So that's pretty much what I did with this guy. And so he's just like melting on the bed as I'm like giving him a massage. And then I straddled him while he was still, rolled over. And I was like rubbing his back and his lower back and his legs and like, just being like really like intimate with him. And after that, I lay back down and we were just kind of like talking some more. And he asked if he could like see my ass again. So I get on my stomach and he's like touching and rubbing my ass, like massaging it and looking at it. And then he asked if he could eat it. And I was like, go ahead. And so he literally like gets in my ass and like starts like motorboating my ass, right? And he had like this curly beard and that shit felt so good. Like, I love like a bearded man that knows how to eat ass. And like, I think this is probably like, I don't think anybody's eaten my ass this good before that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, that was like some quality work. And so then he was like, can I like, because we had exchanged Snapchat, so he wanted to take a video of himself eating my ass. And like, he said it to our Snapchat, that way it's just like in our Snapchat conversation. And it's just his face in it. So it's like, I mean, it's my ass, but it's his face. And he just like took a video of him like eating my ass or whatever. And it was like, I was shaking and quivering. I was moaning. Like, I ain't never had anybody like eat my ass like that. And so after he finished like eating my ass, I like laid back down and he like laid on top of me. And his dick was like up against my ass, but like not penetrating me. And I can like feel him getting hard and stuff again like that. And we decided not to take it there as far as like fucking is concerned. Because he didn't have a condom, and I just wasn't comfortable with raw at the time. I just like met this dude, and so like I still let him grind on me though. He was grinding my ass, and like we was like, still like having a good time. And he kept kissing my neck, and he was like started going to my ear and my cheek and whatever. And I was like, okay, this guy obviously trying to see if I want to kiss him. So I look up at him like while he's doing the thing, he's looking at me, and then he came down to my neck again. I kind of like grabbed the side of his face, and I just kissed him on the lips. And like, I'm not gonna lie, like during my own hookups, like to me, kissing is a very like intimate thing. Like, I can have sex with a lot of guys without having like an intimate type attraction toward them. It's just sex. But like with this guy, I had a pretty good connection, so it was like I was comfortable kissing him. And with a hookup, like I'll be comfortable sucking a dude dick before I am with kissing him. And that just, I don't know, that's just how I'm wired. So like if I kiss a guy like during the hookup or for any reason, it's like the guy has some sort of like, I'm more interested in just the hookup with the guy if like I'm allowing him to kiss me. So we're like making out while he's grinding on me and stuff like that. And then it turned into a whole nother blowjob again. So I gave him some head again, and this time I kind of like teased him a little, and I opened up my bag a few more of my bag of tricks on him, and like I was kind of blowing his mind, and he was just pretty much like blown away. So after he blew his load a second time, we kind of talked a little bit more, and then we decided we wanted to keep in contact. So he did have to leave that night because he needed to be home in the morning with his family for whatever they had going on. And so he left, but we've continued to talk. Like, we talk at least every other day, if not every day. And I've already talked to him about, possibly, like, making a trip to where he lives for, like, a weekend just so we can, like, chill and do our thing. And anytime I go back home, he lives pretty close to where my hometown is, like a couple hours drive. So he said, if I'm ever back home, he'd let him know, and he'll, like, make the trip down to, like, and they'll come in like hang with me. So I'm not banking on this or anything, but like it'd be chill if I had like a long distance boo that I can go see every now and then. So like I'm gonna just continue talking to him, and then after about a month or so, I'm gonna propose that I can like pay a visit to him, see what he thinks about that, and then go down with him and play boyfriend for a weekend. Like, and I know he ain't my man, but like at least while we're together, he gonna be. So that was one of the great things that happened to me over my my Christmas break. And I just felt like I made like a real connection with this guy. So I just wish we lived closer. But anyway, hope y'all enjoyed that story. And next up, I'm going to tell y'all about the guy that tried to blackmail me. Okay, so this Voodoo Ranger, y'all, it's like really hitting the spot. Like, I've had a really hard day. I've been a baby. Been a long day, and this beer is just like really like lifting my spirit, just so y'all know. Anyway, so I did want to tell y'all about the guy that tried to blackmail me when I was at home, like for Christmas. So one morning, I was in my hotel room, and I was just like horny. And it was like, I knew, like, I ain't had any dick in a while. Like, I've kind of been on, like, some other shit lately where, like, I'm kind of, like, over the hookup culture. Not altogether, but for the most part, I'm over it. And so I just hadn't been, like, really sleeping around as much. But when I was back home, I missed the type of guys that are there. So I was like, let me see. And then I knew a lot of guys were going to be in town that weren't usually in that area. So I was like, well, let me just see what's on Grindr. So I get on Grindr. And I'm kind of like looking through the dudes or whatever. And it's like, it's so funny because like some of the dudes too on there are like guys that like you, that I saw years ago when I was there with the exact same picture. So it's like, I know this picture is like 3-5, you know, years old, somewhere in there. And you still got the same one. I doubt you look the same. Like, I try to keep my pictures updated just so when I get to your doorstep or you get to mine, or if we meeting out somewhere in public, you are not surprised about what you're seeing. And, like, I think some of those guys are kind of, like, pulling that, but it's whatever. So, anyway, I'm on here, I'm on Grindr, and I think, I'm pretty sure that morning I was, looking to give head to somebody, or a guy, whatever. So, it's like, I put that up on my profile, and, you know, had some guys hit me up or whatever. And, this one guy in particular hit me up, and he looked like he was pretty cute. And, like, there's been, like, an influx of fake profiles on Grindr that I've noticed recently, and based a lot of the pictures like have this look about them, so you like, you know, it's like a fake profile. So it's like, I'm not usually fooled by like fake profiles, but this one got me. So I'll tell y'all about that. So the guy had like stats pulled up, and it seemed like a regular profile, and he was like, so you looking to give head? And I was like, yeah. And so he was like, he had a profile pic up, and it was like his full like picture, face and body. And he was white guy, kind of like muscular, not like buff, but like he was kind of chiseled, hairy chest, like brown short hair or whatever. He seemed like he had like a bit of douche in him. Like, he seemed like a douchebag type, but like, I don't know, I've sometimes attracted to douchebags apparently. So he was asking me to trade pics. So I sent him some body and ass pics first, and he sent me some dick pics back. And then he was like, face pic. So I sent him some of my my face pics. So I actually have all of, I think I have these conversations saved. And so I'm just read y'all like what the fucking conversation said, right? So let me see. So after we exchanged pictures, he asked, "Hey, can I have your number? I'm working right now, but after I'm done working, I can hit you up and talk about us meeting up." And so he said, "My name is, what's this say?" She said, "My name is Raw." And I gave him my my alias name, of course. And he was like, "Nice to meet you." I said, "Pleasure's mine." And then he asked me like if I was out. And I said, "Just to a few friends. I'm masculine, discreet, and private." And he was like, "Well, what are you doing tonight and tomorrow?" And then I said, "I'm going to be gone by then. This is my last day in town, and then I'm headed back home." And then he was like, "Okay, I will call you as soon as I'm done working." And then he was like, "What are you trying to do?" I was like, "Mainly into giving head, deep throat, lick balls, get in throat fuck, swallower here too, bottom if it goes there." And then he said, "I love head." And I said, "Nice, I give amazing head." And then I said, when are you free to meet up?" And then he was like, "I don't know. I will text you." So that was pretty much like the conversation. And like, usually like if a guy tells me like he wants to like meet later or whatever, I just take it as this guy isn't going to meet. Like if they hit me up and they're not like gung-ho about meeting, they're probably just like don't want to meet you, and they just don't want to admit it, or like they're too scared to say no. That's some shit that people got to get over. Like, it's okay to tell people no if you don't want to like meet them. So that's what I took from it. And this was like 10 a.m. the morning, and so I just ended up not even like meeting him or anybody that morning, and I just ended up like getting my shit together for that morning and then going to do whatever we had planned for today. So that was my last day in town, and I am, so fast forward to night, to nighttime, I am on my way to the airport. I'm in the car with my sister, and she's actually driving me up to my mom's job so I can see my mom before I go. And I get this text message, right? And it says, hi. And he said my full name. And he said, it's Raw from Grindr. And I said, how did you get that name? I never disclosed my full name to you. And he said, I got something for you. And I said, come again? Question mark. And then he sent me screenshots of Facebook chats of people that I know. And like in the body of the text were screenshots of our conversation from Grindr. So you're hearing my face pics in here, my nudes are in here, and the entire conversation that we talked about. So among some of those people that he sent me screenshots of, they were sending to, there's like one of my best friends, my mom, another good friend of mine, a coworker, some other friends that live in my current city, my old employer, and then he sent me a picture of my friends list, a portion of my friends list or whatever. And so so he's sending me all that stuff, like back to back screenshots coming through, like one after the other, bam, 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 bam. And so after he sent me all those screenshots, I said, okay, what does all that supposed to mean? And then he says, I'm not who you think I am. And I say, did I say anything else? And I said, all my friends already know, so okay. And then after I said that, I just blocked him. I just blocked the number. Like, he didn't, like, so just to clarify too, like in the actual screenshots he sent me, he hadn't hit the send button yet. Like, all these messages were like waiting to be sent, and all he had to do was like hit the send button, and then all of those messages would go to all the people he selected. So I just blocked him. So when I blocked him, he decided to create another phone number and message me from there. And then he says, listen to me, my full name again. You don't know what I'm capable of doing to your life. You think only your friends need to know? Ha 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 ha. Like some kind of, like, I don't know, super villain. So I'm thinking myself, like, this corny ass dude, like, he's probably just trying to blackmail some closeted straight guy, like, for money or some shit. And so he says, you should be scared for what's coming for you. So I said, I mean, I'm pretty much told you that I was discreet just so you wouldn't be scared to meet up. And that's true. Like, a lot of guys, like, I am like masculine for the most part. But it's not a secret that I'm gay to a lot of people that know me. And it's not something that I'm ashamed of either. I'm not wearing it on my sleeve, but like, if somebody asks me, am I gay? Like, I just tell them, yeah, I'm gay. Or like, I mean, if a hot guy comes on to me, I'm going to reciprocate the attention. Like, that's kind of where I am. It's like a lot of guys in the hookup culture, especially that want to be perceived as straight, like, they don't like hooking up with guys that other people know are gay. Like, so like, if somebody knows that you're gay and like they just for some reason happen to see you with this straight guy, like this straight guy thinks that people are going to automatically think that he's gay. And I mean, it might be the case, but like, I'm just not sure how that works. But anyway, so like a lot of times, like, if it's just a hookup type situation, like, I'll lie. I'd be like, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm discreet, or only a few of my friends know, you know, shit like that, because I'm just trying to get the dick. But that's why they do that. Like, they don't want to deal with, they want somebody that almost has as much to lose as they do. And I think this guy thought I was one of those guys. So anyway, So I say, I pretty much just told you that so you wouldn't be scared to meet up. And I was like, I'm gay and out, and people know I sleep around. I said, I have a podcast where I talk about my whole stories, so this isn't a really big deal for me. It'll be a bit of a shock with all the pics and stuff, but not something unexpected. I've had this happen before already. I mean, which is a lie. I haven't had this happen before. But, like, the way I see it. Well, let me just get to the rest of the messages. So after I see him that, he says, fuck you, man. You gonna fucking regret this. And his English, I'm just like, dude, like, you gonna fucking regret this. And then earlier he was like, I'm not who you think I'm. Like, it's supposed to be I am, but like, he put I'm, but I'm like, whatever, dude. So anyway, his English was, his grammar is not that great. But anyway, he said, you gonna fucking regret this. And I was like, that was our plan at first. See you, dude. Like, our plan was fucking at first. And I'm like, nah, he just ruined that. So I just pretty much made a joke about it with him. And then he called me. So, like, he called my phone. And at this point, I'm still, like, in the car with my sister riding to my mom's place. So I still answer the phone. So he calls my phone. I pick it up. And I say, hello. And, like, nothing. And I can hear him, like, in the background, like, breathing lightly. And I was like, hello? So I'm like, okay. And I hung the phone up. So, like, I think he was trying to, like, get under my skin, and, like, he just wasn't able to. Like, it just wasn't impacting me, like, the way I think he wanted it to. So, after that, I'm thinking to myself, though, like, he actually send these messages. Like, by the time I get to where my mom is working, like, she's going to already have the message. And, like, my mom probably hasn't seen my naked body in that capacity before. But, and, like, with my family, it's more of like a don't, kind of almost like a don't ask, don't tell thing. So, like, we hadn't had the conversation about my sexuality, but I've reached a point in my life of a few years ago where I just stopped caring about who knew and who didn't. I didn't do the whole coming out to everybody thing. I just kind of, like, when I accepted the fact that I was gay, I just started living my gay life. And then if people asked me, I told them. I don't hide it from people that don't know, and I don't feel like I'm obligated to come out to anybody to make them feel comfortable with my sexuality. Like, when you see me, if I have a boyfriend or a guy that's a date or whatever, you see me with that and you're not comfortable with it, that's not my problem. That's your problem. So even when it comes to, like, my, you know, immediate family, we don't talk about it, but it's like, I don't hide it in my social media. And I don't hide it, like, when I'm around them. We just hadn't, like, spoken about it, but like, they know. And so that's one thing that, like, I never understood. Like, why is my sexual identity something that I have to explain to other people just so they'll be in the know and be comfortable around me? Like, if you got to be doing two of the three F's in order for me to give a real fuck about your opinion, you got to be feeding, fucking, or financing me. If you're not doing at least two of those three, I don't really care. So that's just kind of how I've been living. And so I was like, well, and I mean, at least if he does do this, it at least save me the trouble of, like, everybody that, like, doesn't know or is in denial or whatever. So I was like, he doing me a fucking favor. And then it's also going to make a great podcast story. So anyway, so I get to my mom's job and I'm talking to her and she just seemed fine. So I'm like, oh, I guess he ain't sent it yet. So go to my first flight. And I'm in late. I get to go to my first flight, get to the first city where my layover is like an hour. And when I get off the plane, I kind of, like, look at my phone, no new messages or anything like that. So I'm like, guess he hadn't sent it. Cause I'm pretty sure, like, with the conversation that we had and the pictures that were in the conversation, like, if he sent it to somebody, they gonna be hitting me up trying to see what's going on. So they still didn't have anything. So I go from my next destination to home, get home. I'll pop my phone open, still nothing. So I'm like, okay, guess this guy didn't really want anything. So I think he was, like, one of those people that, like, exploit, like, closeted men for money. So he's probably like, you know, I won't show this if you pay me $200, if you send me $200 and shit like that. But that's some dangerous shit. Cause, like, one of these days somebody gonna find out where his ass is and they gonna just gonna beat his ass. Like, I would've beat his ass just cause I don't like motherfuckers like that. But I mean, it didn't really bother me and he probably just did me a favor. I mean, he's already doing me a favor now because it's, like, a topic on my podcast. But, like, I don't know. Like, maybe there's some like hot straight guys on my friend list that don't know that I'm gay that want to fuck me, and they'd be like, "Hey, so I saw how good your ass looked in those pictures. Like, oh, then I got me some free dick like that I want. Like, the fuck, I don't even gotta work for it." Anyway, that guy just tried to blackmail me, and it just like wasn't the one. So he just left me alone. It's been like over 2 weeks, and I still haven't heard anything. But who knows, maybe like a year down the line, like some shit will pop off and like he sends it and all my friends know how good my ass looks. But there was a story of when the guy just tried to blackmail me. So next I'm going to tell y'all about an interesting profile I ran into when I was on Grindr. So that's coming up next. Y'all, so over Christmas break I was home with my family, and the hotel where I was staying was like, I don't know, 20 miles away from like where I live, but or where my parents' house is. So right now I have a couple siblings staying with my parents. And one of my brothers, he came out as like bisexual or whatever, right? Now, one thing about me that y'all need to know is like, this is my younger brother, and me and him don't really have like a close relationship, and I did that on purpose. So when my brother is significantly younger than I am, and right now he's like still like in college and shit like that, and I knew from a very early age, like, I knew I was gay. Like, after I figured out what gay was, and I got the whole rundown on it, I struggled with my sexuality a bit, but, like, deep down, I always knew I was gay. And once I accepted it about myself, like, my life was great, or it was better. So, my younger brother, when he was really young, I knew he was gay. Like, when he was a toddler, I was like, I could tell. And like, I don't think he's bisexual. He can say he's bisexual all he wants. I think that's just one of those things that gay men say sometimes to, like, soften the blow of, like, them being gay. My brother's gay. And, like, I knew he was from a very early age. So, like, I purposely distanced myself from him. So, like, whenever the time comes where he has to come out, I don't need anybody blaming me for him being gay. Like, oh, it must be, you know, Clover's fault because, like, you know, they're close and, like, Clover's gay. Like, that's not going to be what the conversation is. So I actually created distance on purpose between me and my brother as we were growing up, because I didn't want to be the blame for his sexuality, his sexual identity. And, like, I recognized he was gay very early on, and I just decided to put that distance between us because, like, I didn't want them to feel like I impacted his sexuality. And that's really sad because, like, now I kind of look back on where our relationship is as brothers, and we're just not close. We're still comfortable around each other and everything, but, like, we're not closer, you know, we're not as close as most brothers are. And it's a shame that I kind of had to do that. I'm not entirely sure if I regret it, but them putting that on, I know they would have put that blame on me, and, like, I just wasn't gonna let that happen. So I mean, I love my brother and my family and everything, but I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm a selfish bastard. I'm worried about self first. So that's not a burden I want to carry. That's not a burden I want them to put on me. So I distance myself from it. And I mean, that's that. Like, I got to worry about number one because nobody else ain't worried about number one. And a lot of people think that's a selfish mindset, but this is just the way I think. And I'm not hurting anybody else by thinking that way. Like, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm going to take care of me first. Like, I'm always going to come first for me. So at least that's how I feel right now. Who knows? Maybe I fall in love with somebody and they become more important than I do. But anyway, so I get home and I hop on Grindr to see what kind of guys on that side of town, right? And there is someone who is less than 100 feet from me. And I mean, this person's like in the same house that I'm in. So look at the profile, check the age. The age is my brother's age. And the picture that he has up is like an animated picture, but it's like an animated picture that kind of resembles him. Like, he has like a specific like hairstyle that he wears. And this picture to me, I felt like was his like cartoon self. So he didn't have an actual picture of himself up, but he did have like that little profile picture up. So then I scroll up to like see what the stats and the explanation says, right? And so luckily for me, he was online like 30 minutes ago. So like, he didn't see me online the same time I was online with him. And then in the profile, it says hashtag gamer, hashtag geek, which kind of describes my brother. And it says, pretty nice guy and willing to exchange pictures, is sometimes mobile. If you rude, might as well not talk to me. If we linking and you just trying to bust and not have fun with it, we ain't gonna get along. No females. So then he put his stats down, and all his stats like match up to what he looks like. And the funny thing about my brother, his positioning is like, I'm a bottom, but my brother's positioning based on this Grindr profile is verse bottom. So am I surprised by that? I'm not surprised by verse bottom. I thought it was just going to be a full bottom, but verse bottom, I'm not surprised by that either. So he got a little more variety than I do, apparently. But yeah, so, and then I knew, like, the no females on there, like, I knew my brother wasn't into women. So it'd just be interesting to see whenever this continues that he comes out as, like, being gay. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up with a man. So next thing I looked at, that was pretty much it. So after I saw his profile, I decided to go ahead and block him on Grindr, because like, I don't need him seeing my profile. And then it's like, I just don't want there to be a conversation that we have to have about it. Like, I don't know, maybe when he comes out as being like gay or homosexual, like, I can probably talk to him about that kind of stuff. But I've been so absent in his life growing up, like, I just don't feel like it's my place, you know, even though I have like a lot of knowledge of like the hookup culture and stuff like that. So I don't know, I'm just seeing how I cross that bridge when I come to it. But that was just like an interesting side thing that happened while I was there. So I don't know, I'm not surprised, but it was just kind of funny that happened. And I was making it a point not to open my Grindr while I was at my parents' place, but like, I just did just see like what kind of guys were around. And so for me to open it and then he's like right there, I'm just like, holy shit, like, this is gonna be some whole shit right here. So I don't know, but anyway, that's it for that. Thank y'all for listening. The next portion that I'm gonna go to is my Scoshy bit, and I'm gonna go into a short Grindr interaction that I had with this one guy. And I don't know, give y'all some of the tea on that. Y'all just kind of tell me y'all opinion, what y'all think of this kind of shit, but it's kind of crazy. So, coming up next. welcome to Scotia Bits, y'all. Damn, I only have one can this whole time. Hold on. So, in this episode of Scotia Bits, I am going to talk to you guys. I'm going to go into my Grindr DMs and just like let y'all read this conversation off to y'all about this guy that, you know, try to like hook up with me. So anyway, profile of this guy says looking, and he started off the conversation with a dick pic and a face pic, right? And stats for this guy, he's probably like 5'9", 290 as far as like weight is concerned, hairy, lots of facial hair, and he is young. He's like 21, buzz cut or whatever, like he's bare or whatever, right? So one thing about me, to just off start, like, I'm just not a huge fan of, like, younger guys. Like, usually if the dude is, like, 23 and younger, like, I'm just simply not interested. And even that low, like, 23, 24, 25 is, like, I really got to be attracted to you. Like, I usually go for, like, 26 and older, older being the preference. But anyway, this guy was, like, 21. Send me a dick pic and a face pic. And, he goes, let me just read the conversation. So he says, what's up? I'm Noah. Are you down for a proposition? And I said, what sort of proposition? He said, if you give me 45, I'll do whatever you want. And then he sent me another dick pic. And then I said, sorry, dude, I'm still hot and I don't really have to pay for sex. And I said, I also don't mess with guys who pay money or fuck for money. And I said, and then he said, it's only a one-time thing. I just need money for gas for an interview. And so, yeah, that was the conversation. And I just said, like I said, I don't pay for sex. I can still get that for free. And I was like, if you're looking for that kind of money to do whatever, I was like, I'm not the one to do it. So it'll be a hard pass for me. Good luck. And then I just like blocked him. Well, no, I reported him on Grindr for like prostitution. And, I mean, who knows if anything ever happens, but they put the system in place for a reason. So I'm trying to just like use the system to see if anything happens about it. But, yeah, like, I don't know, like I can pass for about 4 to 5 years younger than what I actually am. And I'm still in pretty good shape and I know I still look good and I still got good ass and give amazing head. So like, I ain't finna pay for shit. Like, I don't pay for dudes. And I'm not interested in guys. Like, to me, like, if a dude will only have sex with other guys or, like, for money, like, to me, that says a lot about, like, the guy. And then guys who pay for sex, like, it says a lot about them, too. And I'm not going to lie. Like, there have been situations where I've been compensated for having sex with dudes. And I can only think of, like, one incident where it's, like, I actually had sex with the guy for the money. And that's gonna be the story I'm gonna tell y'all too. I'm not embarrassed about it, but like it is something that happened. So I'm passing this judgment on this situation. Like I've never done it in my life before, but like I don't know. This is like a different situation. Regardless, I went paying for sex. Like if I gotta cut them out of my pocket for the dick, then the dick ain't just for me. Any price for the dick is too expensive. So yeah. So there was just a situation where like a guy like he came to me. And as me from, like, I don't know, do I look like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, thinking about the profile pic I had up there and, like, all my stats. Like, nothing in my profile or my stats says that I have money. And then, like, you want me to, like, pay you? Like, the fuck? So, anyway, hope y'all enjoyed that Scotia bit. That's going to conclude today's episode for Memoirs of a Geisha. Excuse me. Again, you can find my Twitter page and follow me there. I'll follow you back. My Twitter is @a_geisha. You can also hit me up on Reddit and, you know, direct message me or add me on there. And on there is geisha_clover. And then my podcasts are available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and of course the Anchor app. So thank y'all for listening. I will be back soon with another episode. Hit me up on Twitter and Reddit and tell me what y'all think about it.